Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking about a prophetic word that was given that on February 28th, the Reformation of the Church would begin. That was the day that God was going to touch the heart of President Donald Trump to bring in Reverend Billy Graham, who just happened to pass and be with the Lord after February the 5th when the word was given, where he prophesied out and spoke out that God would raise up many Billy Grahams. We talked about Mark Sharona, you know, and what God had given him and what Benny Hinn and said the day would be the day that Reverend Billy Graham passed. And then we have Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries talking about the Reformation right here. And he's speaking, we had this on our program earlier, we're just going to read some of the stuff for you, but what does he say here?
Some may have recognized the discrepancy to the present reality of the church compared to what was carried out and instructed through the life and teachings of Jesus Christ.
So this is important. This is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries. He's talking about a Reformation. In other words, looking at the scriptures and what the scriptures say. This is, he's talking specifically about, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, about looking at scripture, and it's like there's discrepancies here about this is the way that we're supposed to walk it out, but the church looks totally different. Yeah. This has happened over the centuries, and God's reformation is coming. We're talking about this taking place.
It's reforming. In fact, I'll read that again. Okay. Some may have recognized the discrepancy to the present reality of the church compared to what was carried out and instructed through the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. A new reformation of the church will begin to take definition. It's the first trend for this year. When we look at the original blueprint that the church was orchestrated to be through the Word of God, we can see what is in store. As a church, we are called to live a life of relationship and grow in unity and relationship with those around us.
That's so important because, you know, everything we do needs to line up with Scripture. And if we get off, which we have a tendency to do, he said, you know, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me in Psalms 23, which means God's word brings us back to the place we're supposed to be. And I want to encourage you right now that you're going to have several people, and some people are going to be adamant against what God is going to do. And they're going to set themselves up against it because they're really defending what they feel is
traditions.
Traditions and that type of thing. Then other people are going to just go after God, most will. Mm-hmm. And there's others that are going to debate which way they should go. And there's, understand, you want to go with God, what God is going to do, because it's the most exciting. It's a billion soul harvest. Imagine a billion people, young people, getting saved across the earth. Mm. It's an exciting time. And everything, church as you know it, is going to be totally reformed. It has to be reformed.
With a billion souls coming into the kingdom, they're not going to fit.
As a matter of fact,
in the present way.
Yeah, this is Rick Joyner right here. Rick Joyner talking specifically about what's coming, how it's going to be totally changed as we know it. Check it out.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. But we've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. The evangelism is going to happen. Evangelists are getting anointed. This is going to happen. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. We need hundreds of thousands of people equipped right now to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to lay a solid foundation in new believers' lives. What I'm saying is we've got to fulfill the Ephesians 4 mandate to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where you, it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement. And we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
There's nothing more exciting than this. As a matter of fact, go to VFNKB.com and go to the Vine Seminars and begin to get connected. You want to know what's going on. God gave gifts to the church to be able to function as we're supposed to. We can get rid of the walls. We have the fear of the Lord. It's exciting where we're going. We want to hear from you. You know, what's being said to you? We want to hear. Comment below. Write to us. Email us. Let us know. We got to go. We got to pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for our community. We thank you for what's going on, Lord God. And we just pray a blessing over them right now, Father God. We just thank you for this reformation. We say grace, grace, grace over the church, Lord God. And we just decree by faith, Lord God, that abortion has ended in America, that revival is here, and a third great awakening is here. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.